Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Part-time workers at the Market Basket supermarket chain are being told they may not get any work next week. The company's ordering store managers to cut hours to reflect the inactivity in the stores, low demand because of a customer boycott, as customers support workers in their ongoing dispute with chain management. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the latest.
At the Market Basket in Somerville, store director Michael Dunleavy gathered his part-time employees together and gave them the bad news.
Terrible. Terrible. I had employees crying in front of me today.
He told them he didn't have any work for them next week, and there are a lot of them. He has 300 part-time employees. Dunleavy has worked for Market Basket for 35 years. He's been store director for nearly half of that.
This store is like my second family. I care a lot about all of them. And it pains me to do what I had to do today.
He had to do it because Market Basket executives have been telling him and his counterparts at the 70 other supermarkets to adjust staffing levels based on sales, which is what they normally do. It's just that worker protests demanding the return of ousted CEO Arthur T. Demoulas have brought sales to a standstill. Now the lack of business is forcing Dunleavy to tell his part-timers to stay home without pay. He says he'll put them back to work as soon as the standoff ends.
Temporarily, there may not be any hours available for them to work. No one is being terminated or laid off.
I'm very, very hurt today.
Cashier Sylvia Batista usually works 32 hours a week. Next week, zero. She says she doesn't blame her boss. She doesn't understand the new company executives.
I don't agree with those people doing. I hope they know how hurt I am after 16 years. I hope they do.
Batista lives in Methuen and says she has no other income.
Now I have to collect. Going on unemployment. I don't like it, but I have no choice.
Next to where workers pick up their checks at the store, managers posted a sign encouraging all part-time workers to apply for unemployment. Eligibility varies. It depends partly on employees' typical workload. The Massachusetts Attorney General has opened a hotline for Market Basket employees to call with questions. AG Martha Coakley says it's a preemptive move. She says Market Basket has not violated any labor laws.
We have no indication yet. The hotline is really to just make sure employees know they have a place to go, that we are ready if there is any action.
Part-time worker Carolyn Peterson has already called the hotline. She says the person on the other end was very nice, but said to call back on Monday when her hours officially go to zero. Peterson came into Market Basket number 28 in Somerville on her day off yesterday to commiserate. She went up to cashier Sylvia Batista and hugged her.
She looked at me and I knew she was going to cry and I said, "Don't cry." And she said, "We'll still be in touch." I said, I know. Really sad. I didn't think it was going to come to this point.
It's not clear how many thousands of part-time workers will be affected. It's at the discretion of each store. But roughly half of Market Basket's workforce is part-time. If every store director comes to the same conclusion as Michael Dunleavy and others have, it would add up to more than 12,000 people out of work next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.